Now, the 5 Live hit list.
The top 40 stories you've been sharing all week online.
Good evening. Welcome to the 5 Live hit list. I'm Emma Barnett. A brand new Sunday evening show in which I count down the nation's top 40 news stories. This is a chart that truly reflects what you've been reading and sharing with your mates and your family all week. It's not what we think you should have been looking at, because this is your news agenda. Let's kickstart tonight's chart then.
Number 40.
Mike Wilson from Basingstoke gave his son Jaden a very special fifth birthday present. He dressed up as Spider-Man. It's so wonderful, this. Honestly, I've cried when I've had a look at it. We're going to put it on Twitter. As I say, dressed up as Spider-Man and dropped down from the roof of his house to greet his son. It was all filmed by his family and put on YouTube.
Oh my God!
Are you Jaden? Man, it's good to see you, buddy.
How are you feeling? You've become an internet celebrity.
Literally overnight, it just went nuts. It was amazing.
Why you did this? It is because your son isn't very well, isn't it?
It is. He was given 12 months to live, and 15 months down the line, he's still with us, and, you know, he's battling like a little champ.
Number 32.
A big story this week. It's the dramatic fall from grace of Bill Cosby. Joan has very kindly agreed to talk to me. She's one of the women who has come forward to accuse Bill Cosby and joins me now from New York. What happened when you were alone with him?
He invited me up to his dressing room to work on some comedy. And he gave me a drink. And the next thing I remember is waking up on his couch with him undressing me.
Coming up, before you hit send on that selfie, engage your brain. We're going to be hearing about life in the Welsh village with no phones, and anyone for wool, the sheep with enough to keep the knitting needles clicking for years.
The 5 Live hit list, compiled exclusively for 5 Live by Cosmos.
Going through this amazing collection of stories this evening is Alex Proud, entrepreneur and writer. But let's crack on with the chart.
Number 30.
It's the unfortunate story of a 14-year-old boy, a naked selfie on Snapchat and a police database. In case you're not sure what exactly happened, this teenage boy was added to a police intelligence database after he sent a naked image of himself to a girl at his school. Well, the boy's mum spoke to the BBC.
We sat around the table, the three of us, and it's fair to say that Simon took some coaxing. He was very embarrassed, covered his face throughout. I asked Simon what had happened. He was in his bedroom at his dad's the night before.
Well, listening to that and joining me now is Lynette Smith, who's a relationship and sex education specialist.
One thing that's come out of this, hopefully it's going to get parents of teenagers talking to their teens to say, are you aware of this? Most teenagers are all aware of Snapchat, Instagram, things like that. And it's about maybe them educating parents, because parents need to be aware of what's happening, because IT is moving on so rapidly now, and most teenagers are at the forefront of this.
I've got Alex Proud in the studio with me. You yourself are a father. You also work in the nightclub world. What do you make of this?
I think it's incredibly difficult, and I think a lot of parents, even if they try to do it, will just be sulked out of the room by a child who's extraordinarily embarrassed and tells you to go away.
Lynette, isn't that the case?
Yeah. Can I just come in there? Where we work with about 12,000 children and young people each year. We work with children from age 3 upwards and their parents. So if the conversations start at that early age, it is nowhere near as embarrassing as leaving it until they're 13, at which time it's absolutely cringeworthy. So you've got to start and have those.
I just want to bring to your attention a couple of text messages we've had. One, which is anonymous, it says, it's entirely disproportionate action by law authorities to take action in this way. By the way, why is no action being taken against the girl? She distributed the photo. And I just want to ask you, Lynette, Alex is nodding here and I'll come to him in a moment. If this was the other way around, if a boy had received a picture, a naked picture of a schoolgirl on his phone and then saved that image and shared it amongst boys, and then that girl was bullied, wouldn't we be reacting differently as a society? Wouldn't that person, wouldn't that boy potentially now being looked at in terms of the new revenge porn laws in this country?
I completely agree. And I think the girl has got a lot to answer for. Certainly what we tell young people, whether you're male, whether you're female, if you're distributing inappropriate images of under 18s, it is against the law.
Another one here from Nick says, if the boy was 18, the girl would have been arrested for revenge porn. Alex, just a line on that. What's your take?
I remember when when I was a kid writing a letter and it got pinned to the school notice board by the girl who obviously didn't like me very much. And that was the worst that could happen to you. But now, from some of the statistics I've read, 20% of all children under the age of 15 would have sent a naked photo of themselves to someone or other. This is massively widespread. And I think to make an example of a 14-year-old boy and possibly ruin his life is a disgrace, an absolute disgrace.
Number 22.
I love this as well. I really have delivered some wonderful stories this week. It's the world's unluckiest mugger. A man in Western Brazil got more than he bargained for when he tried to rob Monique Bastos. You see, 23-year-old Monique just happens to be a mixed martial arts champion. She took him down with a jiu-jitsu move that I really want to learn and then trapped his head between her legs for 20 minutes in a sort of choke hold until the police turned up. Well, in the phone footage of the incident, you can hear him there shouting, "Daddy, daddy, call the police. Help Jesus. I swear it's the first time I've ever done this. Somebody help me. Where's my mum?"
Number 11.
It's friends. One fan in the UK wrote a widely shared alternative ending to the whole series. We asked him why.
"It was only ever supposed to be a stupid idea that I came up with to make my girlfriend laugh. And I tweeted it, and the reaction's just been insane." My name is Gareth Stranks, and I'm the author of the alternate ending Friends Theory. It struck me that you could give Friends a really dark ending with the slightly cheesy idea of it being all a dream and all a fantasy. I'd have ended Friends by revealing it was all the meth-addled fantasy of a homeless Phoebe as she stared through the window of Central Perk. Each kooky aside, each time she made everything...
I got the reaction of Kevin Bright, who was the executive producer and director of Friends.
"The man who obviously likes to binge-watch Breaking Bad with friends. The show is a comedy."
Yes, it is a comedy.
"There wasn't anything funny about his ending is the problem."
Number eight.
It's Earth 2.0. Trisha Sullivan is a science fiction novelist who we asked to give us a handy guide to what we need to know about Kepler-452b.
"The main difference with this planet is the gravity. It's probably a bit like being in one of those machines that generates a G-force."
Earth 2.0 is something I'm sure that's been exciting the most famous astronaut since Neil Armstrong. Let me welcome to the Five Live hit list Commander Chris Hadfield.
"If we can just find one microbe, you know, one little fossilized bit of anything that's been alive, then we know we're not alone." Yeah.
Do you feel a little bit jealous about some of these discoveries now? Do you want to sort of dust off your spacesuit and get back out there?
No, not at all. I've been immensely lucky, Emma, to have done two spacewalks and to have been alone in the universe, looking at the Earth as the two of us were orbiting the sun.
You don't just wear it around the house, that spacesuit?
It's in a museum in Ottawa, okay. Actually, but... I guess I could go put it on, but that would be odd.
It's the ultimate onesie.
Number seven.
Now, coming in at number seven in your top stories of the week is 50 Shades of Grey. It was at number two last week. It's at number seven this week. And what you've been clicking on, what you've been wondering about, the film may be carrying all before it at the box office, but it's not been great for actress Dakota Johnson's love life. Hollywood gossip sites claim that she's been dumped by her long-term boyfriend Matthew Hitt, who apparently hated the fact that she took on the role. And there's more bad news for 50 Shades. This week, top boffins prove that humans are only capable of seeing 30 hues between black and white. Writing in the Journal of the Royal Society Interface, researchers from the University of Cincinnati said humans possess three cone visual pigments for conveying colour information that is said to allow humans to be able to detect approximately 10 million unique colours, but only distinguish around 30 shades of grey. So take that, E.L. James.
Number six.
It's been another tumultuous week in Ferguson, Missouri, as a grand jury decided that police officer Darren Wilson shouldn't face criminal charges over the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teenager, Michael Brown. The decision provoked violence in Ferguson and protests in many other places, not just in the United States, but around the world, including London. Here's a flavour of Ferguson last Monday evening.
"I've always known that there wasn't going to be any indictment because our system is unjust."
So where do the sort of scenes that we've seen over the last few weeks leave race relations in the United States? Earlier, I spoke to Martin Luther King III, the eldest son of the great civil rights leader. I started by asking what he's made of events in Ferguson.
For over 120 days, there have been demonstrations every night after Michael Brown's killing.